War, famine, plague. This year we've watched humanity's enduring nightmares parade across TV screens and horror stories have marched out of our radios. The civil wars in Syria and Ukraine, the rise of Islamic State, starvation in Sudan, Ebola in West Africa. There is no end to the trouble. And the man whose job it is to keep an eye on all the trouble in the world is Jean-Marie Gaynaud, president of the International Crisis Group. Jean-Marie Gaynaud, what kind of threat does Ebola present? Could it evolve into a political crisis in West Africa?
Sadly, it could, because Ebola is striking countries that already have very weak government structures. And so the health system in many West African countries is just not able to cope. And the people in those countries will see that failure as another sign that the government is not doing what they expect of it. And so it can really create conflict within countries. It can also raise tensions between countries, because if borders are closed, there will be an impact on the movement of goods, on movement of the food, and that could also create riots and violence. So with a very fragile state of political institutions there, I'm quite worried about the political impact.
What should a country like Australia do? The government has donated $18 million. There have been calls here for us to send more personnel, medics perhaps, maybe even the military. Should Australia do that?
Well, I would say that a contribution, a military contribution can help, because there are things, you know, a military hospital, that kind of thing, that can help a lot, because money is important and the contribution of Australia, I'm sure, is much appreciated. But having people on the ground who can make a difference when local structures are collapsing, that can make a big difference.
To Syria and Iraq, why should the world follow the United States again into the Middle East when every intervention there just seems to stir up another witch's brew?
Well, it depends which intervention you're talking about. I think just military intervention without a political strategy, indeed, that can make things worse or more difficult. I think just ignoring what's going on in the Middle East will mean that there will be more and more ungoverned spaces that can become safe havens for terrorist organizations. And that's a strategic issue for the whole world, even if the Middle East is far away. So I think what's missing at the moment, frankly, in the international engagement, what's missing is a political strategy. I think just bombing the Islamic State is not enough. The Islamic State is a threat in the Middle East because there are lots of disenfranchised Sunni Arabs who mobilize because they feel when they are suffering, nobody cares. You know, there have been a lot of suffering in Syria for years now, and there was not much done to help the Syrian opposition. And so I think that has the breeding ground for the kind of following that the Islamic State is now getting.
But which opposition in Syria do you support? In the end, you may end up supporting someone who morphs into something like Al-Qaeda or Islamic State.
Well, of course. I mean, there are lots. I mean, now in Syria, you have groups like Al-Nusra, which are very close to Al-Qaeda. There are other groups which I wouldn't characterize as moderate, but that which nevertheless, I mean, are certainly not aligned with Al-Qaeda. I think what matters now in Syria is to begin discussion on what a political negotiation with the government could be. I think initially there was too much confidence that the Assad regime was going to fall quickly. The Assad regime has proven to be much more resilient than many people thought, and the only good outcome for Syria is a negotiated solution. It will not be achieved through military force. That will just mean more suffering for the people. And a political solution, that requires also de-escalation at the regional level, because the Syrian war is really, and not just the Syrian war, but also what's happening in Iraq, it's a symptom of a broader conflict, which is a conflict between Iran on one side and Saudi Arabia and Gulf countries on the other side. And that conflict is poisoning the whole Middle East.
And that conflict is never going to go away, is it? Both of those powers are jockeying for position in that part of the world, and the fight just constantly changes shape.
Well, you know, there's always been a tension between Iran, which is not an Arab country, and Arab countries. But there have been times when the relationship could be managed. So I think what's needed is a sense on all sides that no country is going to dominate. After the fall of Saddam Hussein and the fact that Iraq now is much closer to Iran, now dominated by the Shia majority in Iraq, and so there's a natural alliance between Iran and Iraq, that has created enormous worry and concern among the Gulf countries. So there has to be some reassurance there. And also Iraq has to send signal that the Shia majority is not going to abuse its newfound power. But I think with the help of the rest of the world, of major powers, it's possible to see a de-escalation in the region. At least that should be the top priority.
Jean-Marie Gaynaud, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And that was the president of the International Crisis Group.